Lesson 4, following vision with action. One of the most exciting things about the field of coaching is that it is a form of creative self-expression. Imagine a livelihood where you can share your wisdom with the world while you support others to do the same. Reflecting what's inside to the outside world. Here's a surprising paradox. The more you listen to your clients, the better coach you become. The more you learn about your clients, the easier it is to attract them to your services. And the more clearly you articulate your authentic self, the more your ideal clients respond. So, becoming a masterful and profitable coach comes from being yourself and being present with your clients. This may be the first time that you'll express yourself authentically through a business. The possibilities are endless. The road you're traveling now has amazing vistas, beautiful features in the landscape. That is you reflected by the world. It's time to understand who you are on the inside and put yourself out there. You're on the way to magnetically attracting clients. Passion and expertise. When you're first getting started as a coach, you might be inclined to take anyone as a client. After all, a few less than ideal clients are better than none, right? Maybe not. Enrolling someone just for the sake of having a client isn't likely to be a positive experience for either of you. Consciously enrolling only ideal clients into your practice will pay dividends for both you and your clients down the road. In the advanced work, and later in Section 4, we talk about niches. You'll find that niching is the best way to leverage your expertise and passion while also serving a distinctive and accessible market. It's the easiest way to attract a steady stream of clients. Most coaches continue to refine their niches after completing coach training. You may choose to further develop your niche by pursuing graduate-level work in coaching. See www.coachtrainingalliance.com/lifelonglearning. For now, let's work on an effective approach for pulling in your first clients. Attract only your ideal clients. When you work with ideal clients, they get more value from you in your coaching. You'll enjoy the relationship more, and so will they, because it's a good fit. Additionally, it's infinitely simpler and more strategic when your marketing is directed at the very people you know you want to work with, rather than just anyone. An amazing thing happens when your marketing is targeted to a particular type of person that fits you best. They respond. That's because they feel that you're talking specifically to them. It's not surprising when you think about it. If you've ever passed by a community bulletin board, you might never look at it until something on it speaks directly to you. Generic information for the masses is ignored. Distinctive messages for a unique niche gets attention. Think about how you surf the web. There are millions of minute choices you make about which links to follow. Where you end up is a testimony to targeted marketing. When you purchased this course, it was largely as a result of words and pictures that spoke to people like you, not just anyone. Part of your discovery process on this journey is to hone your marketing and services to reflect who you are, the specific niche you want to work with, see niches in advanced work, and the exact topics that are most relevant to them. This is called your client attraction plan. See the supporting documents. It's both normal and intentional that it takes some time to develop your client attraction plan. It's a journey, so relax and enjoy it. We'll cover this in depth in Section 4. Your hottest undeniable benefit. Would you like to enroll clients now? It's time to develop language that helps your niche understand why they want to hire you. Start with a succinct but evocatively worded statement that uniquely describes who you work with and the benefits they receive from working with you. In other words, it describes your hottest undeniable benefit, or your hub. A hub is not about you. It's not about the features or virtues of coaching. In fact, it doesn't mention coaching at all. Surprised? Your hub statement is all about your prospects, who they are and what they will get from working with you, something important enough to pay for. When you craft your powerful hub statement, that question, "What do you do?" will be fun to answer. You'll respond with authentic style and have your listener genuinely curious to know more. That's the response you want. What is your message? In addition to choosing a niche and crafting a hub, some coaches develop a message that becomes part of their brand, what they stand for. Where your hub is about your benefits that people in your niche receive from working with you, your message stems from the very core of your beliefs, and it relates to your niche and hub. For example, Susie Orman is one of the leading voices on the subject of attaining financial independence. She gets her message out on a global scale with several best-selling books, keynote speaking, and appearances on public television. Susie Orman's message? Your personal wealth is a direct result of how you think about money. Her niche? People seeking to get out of debt. Her hub? Showing people how to be debt-free, amass, and protect assets. See how the message relates to the niche and hub? Susie Orman's life is a rags-to-riches story. Her experiences and her courage to share her message have made her a wealthy woman. Whether you aspire to be like her or not, you can take a page from her book, Share Your Special Message. It will make you rich in experiences and potentially in income as well. As you coach, you may realize there's a message you share with your clients over and over. Don't expect this to be clear yet. The more you work with your niche, the more it will emerge. Advanced work. Niches. When you niche, you focus in on a unique group of people to serve. You give yourself the advantage of leveraging your time and marketing efforts so that you achieve better results, attract more long-term clients, and make a better income as a coach. A niche is either a specific area of knowledge or expertise that you offer to a group of people who want that type of support or knowledge, or a specific market that you target, you learn about, and you serve. In this case, you focus on a narrow and specific group of people, find out what they most want, and offer support for those topics. The concept of niching is not unique to coaching. It's a proven business-building technique that's age-old. As long as there has been human enterprise, business people have niched. Long ago, enterprising young people found a niche as a butcher, a miller, a carpenter, or a mason, often to become the only one in their region. Their trade and their region they lived in was their niche. In those days, the choices of niches were slim and usually dictated by your ancestral line. Niching helped these businesses people to reduce competition, earn a prosperous livelihood, and serve a specific need in their community. Niching will do those things for you as well. We'll cover this in more depth in Lesson 13, Niche to Be Rich. If you're eager to hit the ground running and choose your niche now, feel free to advance to Lesson 13. You do not have to narrow to one niche today, or even by the end of this course. However, if you are becoming a coach to make a sustainable living, then plan to niche soon. As you coach, notice the markets represented by your clients. Notice the niches of other successful business people and coaches, and be open to different types of niches, and you'll arrive at yours. Or your niche may find you. Teachers and mentors in the coaching industry encourage you to niche for very good reasons. It will help you stand out in the crowd of coaches and other service providers, leverage your time and efforts, create a demand for your services by becoming the go-to person for a unique group, earn more because you specialize, and bring you more opportunities, referrals, and long-term clients. The distinction between coaching and marketing. Niching is not about coaching, who you can coach, or the topics you'll coach about. Many coaches get stuck on choosing their niche because they think they have to be an expert on that niche, or that they can't enroll anyone else into their practice except people in that niche. Not true. Niching is about marketing power, period. It's simply about focus and leverage, standing out in the crowd and reducing competition. That's why it's an advantage. Successful niching allows the coach to build an authentic brand and generates a practice that leads to continued growth and self-propulsion. Teaching what we need to learn. There are other kinds of specialities besides those built on knowledge. Have you ever heard the saying, "We teach what we most need to learn"? This is called your growing edge. Whatever you need to learn most right now can be a wonderful topic to attract your ideal clients. For instance, if last year you were laid off from your job and decided to create a livelihood that is more fulfilling to you, you might enjoy helping recently laid off individuals create their new careers. The idea is to be just a few steps ahead, enough so that you have some good perspective on the situation, not so much ahead that you can't relate to your client. You have now completed Section 4. Now is a great time to look at the action challenges.